Okay, Bezras Hashem Yisbarech. Today's daf is Kuvav in Maseches Shabbos. It's the 168th daf in Shas. Our daf is known as one of the most difficult amudim, Kuvav Amid Aleph, in terms of explaining the real Omek HaPshat. So I don't know if in a daf Yomishi we're really going to be able to plumb all the depths of the difficult Gemara in the beginning of Kuvav Amid Aleph, but it's definitely a classic Gemara. In fact, when Rav Yosef and I, we're in Smicha, we're dating ourselves now, Rav Yosef. But when we were in Smicha, I don't know if this is what it was for you, but the Smicha Bechina was Shabbos Kuvav Amid Aleph. That was Rabbi Shulman. You could have fooled people which age bracket you fell into. So that means Rav Shulman was giving the same Amud for about 5-10 years for the Smicha Bechina.
It would have been nice if somebody included me in beforehand.
Anyhow, so that's Kuvav. That's Kuvav Amid Aleph. And then we're going to go on to the Melach of Tzad, B'siyata D'Shemaya. Interesting Gemara, because it's Matzai Shabbos and we don't have to run anywhere. For those who don't have to run, afterwards we'll have Halacha from the Daily Daf as well on one Bechina of Tzad. Hopefully we'll be able to get to that as well. We had left off. And that means I in the world, as opposed to Mavak She'emes, on Kufhei Amadeiz, Va'amar Mechia Bar Abba, Amar Yechanan, the last line. The Gemara here is discussing Ptira. Amar Mechia Bar Abba, Amar Yechanan, Echad Min Achen Shemes, Yidagu Kol Ha'achen Kulan. If someone passes away, then everybody has to be doig. Similarly, if one of the Bnei Chabura also died, then the entire Chabura has to die. And some say that we're talking about where is it, the youngest died, and some said that the oldest died. What does it mean? What does that mean, youngest or oldest? Rashi explains, the Meis Gadol Yesh Ligda Yid Og Ho V'Sholta Midas Hadin B'Roi Shabbayis, then it will pervade throughout the house, or vice versa, that if it's the youngest one that had died, maschilim min hakatan. We learned in our Mishnah, kol ha-mekalkelim p'turim, that all those who are mekalkel on Shabbos, that's potter. So for example, I have a cup over here. If I am mekalkel this cup, so then that would not be korea min ha-torah, if I was tearing it and being mekalkel it. So here the Gemara introduces what I was referring to in the Hakdama. I didn't mean to scare anybody off. But what I was referring to in the Hakdama, this fascinating, deep, and mysterious Gemara. Tana Rabbi Avo Kameid Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Avo taught for Rabbi Yechanan. Kol ha-mekalkel in Peturim. The rule is that anytime someone is mekalkel, we just learned in our Mishnah, it's Potter. But Rabbi Avo teaches, Chutz Michoy V'Lumavir. He says there are two exceptions. They are, if you injure somebody, we know Chovel is the Isser of Shchita because it's Motzi Dam. Umavir. Mavir, of course, is Lav, Mechlal Yatzes, the Torah itself says, Lo Sevaru Eish B'chol Moshe V'Sechem. And so he points out that Chovel Umavir are exceptions, that even though Mekalkel generally is Potter, the exception to the rule is Chovel Umavir. Amarle, Rabbi Yechanan didn't like this at all. Poik Tani Lebra, take your teaching outside. Chovel Umavir ain't a Mishnah. It's not a Mishnah. V'imtim Saloimer Mishnah, and if you're going to have a Girsa, that was a Mishnah, so then you'll have to learn Chayvel B'Tzarech L'Kalboi. No, the case is not simply that you're injuring somebody and the dam is falling to the ground, but you're going to give it to your dog. The tradition was that dogs would lap up blood. Mavir B'Tzarech L'Afra, or you burned something and you needed the ash, says the Gemara. So that was Rabbi Yochanan's understanding, justification of the Mishnah. But could someone turn on the air conditioner, please? Says the Gemara of Anan Tnan, Kol HaMekalkelin Peturin. But didn't we ourselves learn in a Mishnah that Kol HaMekalkelin is Peturin? In other words, our Mishnah said the Farish, Kol HaMekalkelin Peturin. So why is it that we're saying that you're going to thank you? Why is that we're going to say that you're Chayim? Says the Gemara, Masnisan Rebbe Yehuda, Braisa Rebbe Shimon. Our Mishnah that says Kol HaMekalkelin Peturin, that follows along to Rebbe Yehuda. And the Braisa follows along with Rabbi Shimon. So this line of Gemara, I think Rabbi Shulman spent 8 years on in his Smicha Bechinas. In other words, what does the Gemara mean? The Gemara says that according to Rabbi Yehuda, The Pashtus, we're referring to Rabbi Yehuda's sheet, and this is also a Machlokes Rishayim, a Malacha Shein Mitzrich LeGufa, that our Mishnah holds, that Rabbi Yehuda who holds Malacha Shein Mitzrich LeGufa is Chayiv, he's going to learn Kol Mekalkalim Pturim. But if you hold, like Rabbi Shimon, that says Malacha Shein Mitzrich LeGufa is Potur, then you're going to hold that there is an exception, Chutz Michal V'Lamavir. But why? What is Malacha Shein Mitzrich LeGufa? What does that have to do with it? So, there's a cryptic Rashi. For Daf Yomi, if we could figure out this cryptic Rashi and know that Taisus doesn't like Rashi from the beginning to end, that would be a big accomplishment. So let's see if you could help me out over here, if we could figure out Rashi's pshat. All right, everybody's with us? That if we're saying, call him the Kalkin will be Potter, that's Rabbi Yehuda Waltz Malacha Shein Tzrich LeGufa is Chayiv. And when we say, Chutz Michol V'Lumavir, that would be going according to Rabbi Shimon, who holds that Malacha Shein Tzrich LeGufa is Potter. That's almost counterintuitive. You would have expected the opposite. Zok the Helig Rashi, Masnis and Rabbi Yehuda, the Islam Mekalka the Chabura Potter. He holds Mekalka the Chabura Potter. V'loyis Farish Eicha. Rashi says this is a Gemara Stuma. V'li Nira, Masnis and Rabbi Yehuda, he, the Amar Melachat Shein Sukhulufa Chayavala, Hilke Chiyuva de Cholvo Betzarach Le Kalbo, Umavir Betzarach Le Afro, Mishkachasla. You could find a case of when you do chavala mavir and you're getting something positive out of it. The afal pi de mikalkal hu eitzel malacha atzma misakin hu eitzel achir. When you're choyvel, so that's a malacha shein etzrich legufa. You're not getting anything out positive out of the blood. Just like when you dig a hole and you're doing it not because you want the hole, but you want to get the dirt out. So you wish, Rashi on Sadi Gimel says, you wish that the dirt was already available. You're not creating something positive in the hole itself. So that's a malacha shein etzricha legufa, which Rabbi Yehuda says that even though you're not creating anything positive in the hole, nevertheless, you're chayiv because you're not fully being mekalkel, because you're getting the dirt. Rabbi Shimon holds, removing something that you would not have wanted, and that is the earth clumped together, but not creating something positive like when you write two letters, that's Malacha Shein Tzrich LeGufa, that's Potter. Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, coming back to Chovel, in this case, when you're a Chovel, it's a Malacha Shein Tzrich LeGufa. Everybody agrees that's a Malacha Shein Tzrich LeGufa. There's nothing that's positive that's happening on the skin of the individual that's being Chovel. The only thing is, if it's tzarech lekalbo, so then in such a case, you could look at it in the big picture as a tikkun. You could look at it as a big picture as a tikkun. When someone crumples the cup, there's no tikkun. It would be an interesting question. What happens if you're tearing the cup open to get something inside? So you're tearing, but you're getting something positive. But in general, when we're talking about korea, when it's a kilkul, you're doing something kilkul entirely destructive. Zok the Helig Rashi. According to Rabbi Yehuda, if the Torah tells us that you're going to be chayiv on choyvel, so I could construct a case that's consistent within all of the rules in Hilcha Shabbos that you're going to be chayiv on. What will be that rule? The rule being that Malacha Shein Tzrich LeGufa is chayiv. So you did a Malacha Shein Tzrich LeGufa, and it wasn't a kilkul, it was a tikkun, something good that came out of it. Okay? So when we learn Chol Velumavir is going to be Letzarech Lekalbo Vetzarech Afaro, and it's consistent with all the rules of Hilchos Shabbos according to Rabbi Yehuda. But according to Rabbi Shimon, Eskeit Nishtazoy, it doesn't work that way according to Rabbi Shimon. Continue on in the Holy Rashi. This is within Rabbi Yehuda. Da'af al pidim et kalkul eitzel malacha atzma. Even though there's a kilkul in malacha, misakein hu eitzel acherim. It's a tignet for everybody else. Uba Rabbi Yehuda ki ay gavna malachahu. Mishum tignet acherim. Aval, here's the critical line within Rabbi Yehuda. I'll get to Rabbi Shimon shortly. Aval mekalkel ve'ena misakein potter. But if you do a full kilkul, if you do a case of chomel, which is not sarach lekalboy, which is not sarach leafroy, so then in such a case, it would be poshut that what? That you're going to be potter. But according to Rabbi Shimon, what will be the malacha of chovel umavir? And don't tell me that the malacha of Chovel Maver is going to be that you're doing something constructive, but there's a good tikkun that's coming out in the end. Because that's a malacha she'ena tzricha l'gufo, according to Rabbi Shimon. Elamai, the Torah is telling me that even though it's a makalkel, and even though you should be potter, nevertheless, you're going to be chayiv. That is the svara. That's the svara. Now, if you take a look, Taisus quotes Rashi, and then Taisus says, that's such a good svara, then why did Rabbi Yochanan say to take it outside? Okay, that's a technical question that should be answerable. But you should know that Taisus disagrees, but for Daf Yomi, this will be this misameach to be able to at least have this working pshat. Okay. What's that? The top one. He also asks questions in the second one as well. Let's continue on. So Masnis and Rabbi Yehuda, Brais Rabbi Shimon, my time in the Rabbi Shimon, mid itzrich kra, lemishli mila. This is just fleshing out what we just spoke out. If the Torah needs to say by yoyim hashmini imo besara losai, that the Torah says that even though it's usher to do mila, now mila is chovel. Mila is chovel. So if mila is chovel, what type of malacha is it? It's mekalkel. It's not doing a tikkun. Yet, nevertheless, chayiv. The Torah says you're chayiv. And the fact that the Torah says that you can't do the Gemara in Sanhedrin learns that you can't do Sreifas Bezdin. Bas Kain is Nereges Besreifa, but we all Chiyuve Sreifa. Shma Mina Mavir Baal Machayiv. In general, Mavir is coming to teach us that Mavir in general is going to be Chayiv. In other words, that there isn't, this is a massive exception. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it'll fit in to previous things.
By mila, it's because it teaches that it's blood there. Otherwise, you know that it's by havara. Or the fact that it teaches that it's usher, wouldn't that mean that
general? In other words, how do you fit that back to lo sivaru? Okay. I mean, take a look at Rashi. Rashi says in Dasar Achmana for Baskoyim b'shabes of Kamon Perik Rabbi Eliezer. He doesn't get involved with lo sivaru. You're saying I made us problems when I mentioned Loi Sivaru. Okay, maybe there's an answer for that. Now the Gemara discusses the Svara of Rabbi Yehuda. Why doesn't he learn from these Mekoros? Rabbi Yehuda, Hasam, when it comes to Mila, Misakin, who, Kidder Ravashi, we consider it like Tikkun. The Amar Ravashi, Mali Sakin, Mila, Mali the Sakin Kli, Mali Levashel Psila, Mali Levashel Saman. So Rabbi Yehuda is going to disagree and going to say that those aren't examples of Kilkul. In other words, if Rabbi Shimon was right that those were absolute examples of Kilkul, then the Torah will be telling you, even though you're Mekalkel, you'll still chayav by Chovel Maver. But the kid is becoming gemalt. And when it comes to heating up the lead, what's the difference between heating up the lead and heating up dyes? Gishma. Okay, so this got us through that fascinating Gemara. Shir HaMilabim. What is the shear of Melabim? We said in the Mishnah, K'maloi Rachev Hasid Kofil, the doubled over a weaving. Reb Yossi Machvi Kofil, Reb Yehuda showed that the sign of a Sid is the amount between the Etzba to an Amma, that's between this finger and this finger, yeah, these two fingers. Reb Chiyav Rabab Machvi Pashit, he would say, you don't have to double it. In other words, Reb Yossi said it's doubled, and Rabbi Chiya Bar Abi said it's one. Let's begin the Mishnah and Sad. This one, oh, thank you. This one and this one?
It's two of these or one of these? Basically the same sheet, they're just saying
it
in a different way.
Okay. Oh, so I got it right. The first sheet it was saying this, but double.
Double being two
of those, which is equal to this. Yeah, okay. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer. Hatzad Sipar Lamigdal. If a person traps a bird into a tower, Utsvila bayis and a deer into a house, chayiv, then one is going to be chayiv. The Chachamim Maimrim, Tzipar lemigdol, Utsvila gina ulechotzer, ulebibrin chayav. And the Chachamim say that when it comes to the Tzipar, it would be, as you said, Rabbi Yehuda, into the Migdol. However, Tzvi would be even chayiv in a gina, a chotzer, and a bibrin. Oh, first of all, what is a bibrin? A bibrin is an area that is made to enclose animals or fish. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Amar, lo kal bibrim shavim. You can't say just bibrim because the amount, the sizes are different. Zeachal gives us a basic rule. Mechusar tzeda potter, shein mechusar tzeda chayiv. If it's lacking in your ability to trap it, then you're going to be potter. If it isn't lacking your ability to trap it, you're going to be chayiv. What does that mean, your ability to trap it? So we're going to see in the Gemara that what it means is as follows. If it's in an area that's enclosed, and the Vak She'emes is now in an enclosed area, Yesh Lachkar, that if you put an animal right into here, all you need, Baruch Hashem, with such a Hamish Ishtibel, that all you would need is just to be, you'd be able to trap it with one grab. That's what the Gemara is going to describe. That once you put it in a small area, so then you'll be able to grab it with one shicha, with one grab. If it's in an area that's larger, so then in such a case, then it wouldn't be considered tzav. So it doesn't have to be under your hand right now. As long as you cornered it into an area that then you'd be able to grab it, you're going to be chayv. Zakta Heligi Gemara Tanan Hasam, we learned over there in the Mishnah in Beit Sandach Chav Gimel, Ein Sadim Dagim Min HaBibrin, you are not allowed to trap fish that are already in a Bibrin, Biyamtiv. Vein Oislef Neim Mazonis, and you're not allowed to give food in front of them Mazonis. There's a Machlokas HaMefarshim, why you're not allowed to give fish food on Yamtiv. Some say that the issue is Tircha, that you're because their Mazonos is not on you. Others say it's a shayla of muktza. Yes, Rashi gives one explanation over here. Rashi says, since they're muktza, yeah, the fish are not yours, then you can't give it them. That's why in Tashlich, one should not throw bread into the water. But you're allowed to trap a chayin of, you're allowed to trap them. Okay, so here it says, there's no problem to trap Chayvov, Reminu, Bibrin shel chayes v'shalos v'shel dogim, ein sadem mehem beyomtiv, you can't trap, ve'inos nefneh mezonos, kasha chaya chaya, kasha ofos ha'ofos. So we have a steer between the two. Says the Gemara, Bishlein chaya chaya lo kasha, ha, the Braisa is following Reb Yehuda in our Mishnah, that says that sadzvi b'shabbos is not chayev, because it's considered an iser tzeda, it's not considered if you do it in that area, until you take it into the house. Because the deer is not going to be considered trapped until it's inside the house. Ha, Rabbanan. But the Mishnah in Beitza is following the sheet of the Rabbanan, our Mishnah, that they hold that trapping the deer into the Bibrin is going to be enough to be considered trapped. So obviously, here the Machlokas is just the Machlokas of where you draw the line. Elo Oifes, Elo Oifes Kasha, but you have a stira between the birds. What are we going to do? Because our Mishnah says that it's mutter to be tzad them in the birim. And the Braisa says that it's aser. And both according to Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, someone who's tzad tzibar is not chayim until he takes into a migdal. So how are we going to justify the Braisa that says it's aser? V'chitem ofos ofos nami lo kasha haba biber mikora haba biber sheni mikora. Maybe you could suggest that there are two different types of bibrin. There's a bibrin that has a roof. And then in such a case, then it will be considered trap. And there's one without a roof would not be considered trap. Vaha, but that can't be true. Bayis de Mikoru, a house has a roof. And we learned in our Mishnah, Bein le Rabbi Yehuda, Bein le Rabbanan, Sipar de Migdol in. Sipar is not considered trapped in a tower. Vabayis lo, but in a tower it's considered trapped. But it's not considered trapped in a house. So obviously even a bibrim with a mikra, with a kora, is not going to be chayiv. Rabba Baravuna answers as follows. Amar Rabba Baravuna, Acha b'tzipur dror askinan. We're talking about a wild bird. L'fisha eina mikabelas moror. That means that it doesn't accept morus. Excuse me, I said moror. Morus. It doesn't accept your morus, your bailus over it. The ton of Rabbi Yishma, lama nikra shma yitzipur dror, mipnei shedara babayisu besad. It feels free, whether it's in the house or in the field. And so therefore, we're going to be miyashev that the case and say as follows. The Mishnah and Beitza and the Braisa is talking about other types of birds that accept authority. They accept authority. And therefore, they're considered trapped, even in the house or in a bibur that's covered. However, our Mishnah, that's Matir, is talking about a bibur that has a tikra. But we're not talking about a tzipor that has morus. But the Braisa Osekes is talking about a birush in lo tikra. Says the Gemara, Hashtad Asa Sahachi. Once you brought in this idea that you're going to no longer be told of this as a machlokas tanoim, we could say another teretz. If you're going to already give an ukimta, we'll give another ukimta. Chaya, chaya, nami lo kasha. There's no stira between the case of chaya, chaya that we had asked earlier. Habi biber gadol, habi biber katan. If it's biber gadol, then you're not going to be chayev. But if it's biber katan, it's a narrow area. So then the case of tzad svi, then in such a case he's going to be chayev in a biber katan. Hechi dami biber gadol, hechi dami biber katan. What is the definition? Now over here we get into a very, very important definition that I alluded to when we read the Mishnah. Amar Rav Ashi, kol hecha deroit basrei, if you're in this biber and you run after it, umatila dechad shichya, and you're able to grab it in one grabbing, in other words, in one leap, that's how Rashi is going to learn. Take a look at Rashi, it's going to be important. Rashi says, by shichya, Rashi says as follows, biber masl shichya, in my edition it's parallel to the Bach, merutza shu shocha lechos ba. If it's in one jump, one rat, that he tries to grab at it, so then he's going to be chayiv. So then that's biber katan. V'idach biber gadol. And if it's not large enough that you could grab it, you need to corner it with more jumps. You'll eventually corner it. But it's going to take more jumps. That's biber katan. Inami kol hecha denafel tula diksalam adadi. Anywhere, we're definitely yotzei this in the Vakshamis. Anywhere the walls, if they would fall in, they would fall on top of each other, right? If these two walls would fall over here, they would hit each other. Here it's Hashem in a 10 by 11 caravan, then they won't. But in these walls, they would. So that makes our makom a bibur katan. The idach bibur gadol, and if the walls don't fall into each other, then it would be a bibur katan. Vinami, or else, kol hecha deleku uksi uksi. Any place that doesn't have lots of corners where the animal could jump around. Anything that doesn't have lots of corners, then that's a bibur katan. The idach, but if it has lots of corners where the animal could jump around, it's a bibur gadol. It's interesting, the Schottenstein edition adds that according to Rashi, we said merutza shu shocha lechos bo. So the Gemara had said rohit basrei, that you need to run after it. So the Rajba says, from Rashi is mashma, that you don't even have to run after it. So he takes out the words of rohit basre. Amar Rav Ashi kol hecha derohit basre. So according to Rashi, it's one jump. It's a kfitza. So they point out that the Rajba says to take out rohit basre according to this girsa. And then the other Rishonim tried to explain, according to girsa, rohit basre, maybe it's more than just one jump. But according to Rashi, it seemed that it's one jump. So then the Lashon of Rohit Basre is going to be difficult unless you read the Gemara differently. Yes, Rav Yankif?
I don't understand the uksi uksi. How is that if there's no pinos, it's meant to be rakatan, it's easier to trap. I don't think the opposite. I don't think that around the cage looks like it's harder to trap in. And that is something with corners, it's easier to trap in.
I guess they assume that the animal is able to maneuver in the corners. That's the assumption.
You can corner it. Also.
All right, I'm not a hunter. I don't know. I hear your kasha. I don't know. Okay, we had learned Rav Shimon Gamliel Leimer loy kal bibrin shavin zakal mechusar tzei the potter shem mechusar tzei the chayiv. I'm Rav Yosef. I'm Rav Yudam Rishma. Halacha Rav Shimon Gamliel. So we follow the shita of Rav Shimon Gamliel. I'm Rabbi Halacha. If you say that Halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel, mechlal de pligi. So it sounds like you're saying that the chachamim disagree. So who disagrees? Amar Le, so this is a very interesting give and take. He responded to him, open up your the Masifta, please. Amar Le, my nafgalach amina. He said to him, what nafgamina does it make to you? That, in other words, who's the disagreement? At the end of the day, we paskin like Rav Shimon Gamliel. So who cares? Amar Le, he responded to him, Gemara Gemar, Zmarasa Tehe. Gemara, you learn, it should be like Zmiros. Now here, it is very unclear what it means. I actually found the collector's item over here, and that is the Schottenstein edition of the Gemara explains the Gemara one way, and the Masifta explains it the opposite way. Let's take a look at Rashi. You'll tell me, Rabbi Yamin, if I'm right, that seems to be the opposite way. What's this response? By the way, this is really, really important, because we always had a machlokas in yeshiva. What happens if you have a machlokas and you seem like it's a machlokas, but you can't find an nafkamina? Is that significant or not? So that's what he asked him. He said to him, you say the halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel as opposed to somebody else, as opposed to Rabbanan. L'may nafkamina, we pass him like Rav Shimon Gamliel, anyhow, was nafkamina. So he responds to him, Gemarasa, Gemar, Zmarasa Teh. So Rashi learns Zmarasa Teh, Emar Hashmiya Bizmirais Ba'alma Belot Sarek. The simple reading from Rashi is that you're saying over that the halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel, throughout, if it doesn't have a nafkamina, it's Belot Sarek. It's below tzarech. It's like it's absolutely unnecessary. In the Shanstein edition says that Rashi and Beitza says that it's a mashal shotin, that shotin sing the learning without understanding it. You're singing the learning, halacha k'Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that as if it makes a difference that you follow Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. You're saying it over, but you don't really understand the Gemara. Now it's interesting, the Masifta learns differently. The Masifta says, the ikar is that the Torah being said is a zemer l'shir. It sounds like that they're saying that in a chanami, I'm singing the Torah. You're right, it doesn't have a big nafkamina. According to Rashi, it sounds like that he's saying that there was something wrong. In that he's saying that he's saying it as a song without a havana, but according to the Masifta, it seems like they're saying that the opposite. Of course, we know there's a very famous Gemara that David HaMelech said Zmiros Hayuli Chokecha, and David HaMelech was criticized for it for calling Torah Zmiros. So the Chura, this pshat to say that they're being critical at Shalol Litzarech, you're singing it as a song. Halacha Kareb Shem Gamliel. You don't even need to say it that way. You're just confusing people. Why are you saying it as a song? Okay, Tana Rabban Hatzad Svi Suma V'yashan. If someone traps a blind deer and one that's sleeping, Chayv Chiger V'zakim V'chola Potter. One's going to be exempt. Amalei Abayi. The Rav Yosef Maishna Hani Maishna Hani says, what's the difference between the two? Says Gemara Hani Avidi L'Rabuye Hani Lo Avidi L'Rabuye. If we're talking about the sleeping animal, the moment it notices that you're around, it's going to jump away. And in a case of where it's sick, then it just submits. But didn't we learn that if the animal is sick, you are chayv, so I have a stira. Amar Rav Kash, sheishes lo kasha. Ha b'chol ha-machmas ishta, ha b'chol ha-machmas utzvina. If we're talking about ishta means fever, so then in such a case, it still has a little bit of energy. The choli of uftza is exhaustion. And if it's exhaustion, so then in such a case, it won't be able to get anywhere. Tan Rabbanon Hatzot Chagovim. If this sort of person traps grasshoppers, gizin, another type of grasshopper, tsrun v'yatushin v'shabbis, chayiv. If you do trap a yatush, a type of fly, so then you're going to be chayiv for it. Say the Devarim Erecham Arim Kolshe b'minoi notzu chayiv kolshe b'minoi notzu potter. This is a very, very important idea in Hilchos Tzad. The only time you're going to be chayiv is for those things that we generally trap. Those things that we don't trap, you're not going to be chayiv on. So a big discussion of posting about bees, consider davar shemino natsud or eino mino natsud. Tani idach, hatzot chagom b'shas hatal. If a person traps grasshoppers during the tal, potter. And one is potter. And Befarshim explained, because their eyes are already blinded, so they really are not something that could escape trapping. B'shas hashrav, but during the heat, chayiv. Elazar ben Machoi, Omer, imhoi maklachos uvos. If there were many grasshoppers, potter, because they're so easy, they're considered already notzed to be able to get. Yiboilu, Elazar ben Machoi, reishakoi aseifakoi. Was Elazar ben Machoi going on the reisha of the seifa? In other words, we learned in the reisha of the Raisa, the Hatzad Chagovim Bishas Atalis Potter. So you could say that Elazar ben Achai's Omer is saying that this is only when Mikal Chos Ubos, when you're going to have many Chagovim. But if you have a singular grasshopper, then even if it's during the time of the dew, so then in such a case you're going to be Chayiv. Or you're going to say he's going on the Seifa that says that someone who traps grasshoppers during the heat is Chayiv. He's coming to say that if there are a lot of them, so then in such a case you're going to be potter. So that's Gemara Shailah. Gemara is poshed it from the Tosefta. Tashma, Hatzot Chagov, Bishas Hatal, potter. If you trap the grasshoppers during the pal, you're potter. Bishas Hashrav, Chayiv. Elazar ben Mavoy, Amar, Fil Bishas Hashrav, Malkafos Abos, potter. So it's going on the Seifa, that even Bishas Hashrav, he's giving us a kula, then in such a case, it's going to be potter. Okay, one more Mishnah. Svi shenichnas labayis, v'no lechot bifonov. If the deer comes into a house and you lock in front of it, chayef, no lushnaim. If two people lock it, p'turin. This adds, of course, the heter shnaim shasu. Lo yochol echad lino v'no lushnaim chayovim. If two people are not able one person not able to lock and two are, then the two are chayef, Rabbi Shimon potter. Shimon holds, you're going to be potter. Rashi points out, Rabbi Shimon l'tameh, the darish kor, the miftar zeini yochol, then Perek HaMatzniyah, we already had a machlekes. What happens? You have Zeinu Yochol, Zeinu Yochol. So Tana Kama holds your Chayiv. Rabbi Shimon Lashitasa and Sadi Bey says your Potter. Amr Gira Bar Abba, Amr Shmuel Hatzad Ari B'Shabbes. Ain a Chayiv Hashem Nisan LeGur Zekishlo. You're not Chayiv if you trap that. You think you have a lion trapped. The lion, of course, could be ferocious and get out. The only way is if you have it mamish in its cave. If you don't have it in its cave, then it's not going to be considered trapped. B'siyata d'shmaya, we've just completed Daf Kuf Vav, and Mirza Shem will now go, for those who can, to the halacha.